Well, hello everyone. How are you today?
Doing great. I'm good, so happy to good, be back good. For another day of this article.
And you're looking fine.
Well, thank you.
You had a good lesson about things that we need to enjoy more. Did you enjoy the lesson that we had yesterday, Karen?
I enjoyed it very much. I thought it had a lot of good, worthwhile points, and I'm looking forward to today.
So I hope all of our listeners, wherever they are listening into the second day of the program, and we introduce ourselves again. We just heard from Colleen, who is one of the professors at a nursing program, and you really like being on the radio?
Maybe I do.
Come back again sometime.
Yes, I'd love to travel to Taiwan again, hopefully again next year, and we'd love to return to ORTV.
Well, we could even have a microphone over there in Seattle, and you could record abroad. What about that? That
would
be fun.
Wow.
Let's do that sometime. You go over there and record with them.
Perfect.
We have a good time. Let's enjoy the moment that we have. And then we have these nurses who are about to graduate from the school. And what do you think about this living to the moment that you are now?
I think it's so great. Yesterday we learned about being content. And that's such a great life lesson, to learn to be happy with what you have.
Okay. Now, you're one of the nurses that is going to graduate. Are you married or not?
I am married.
Are you happy to be married?
I am very happy to be married, and we have three small kids as well. It's exciting. It's a lot, but I'm learning to be content, and it's a very great moment in life.
Good. Well, we know Pauline is happily married because she told us that yesterday. But what about Lisa? Are you married?
I'm not married.
Are you
single.
Happy being single?
I am happy being
See?
Single.
See? So we can be happy whatever state we're in, can't we?
Yes, that is
and
true.
It doesn't mean one is either good or bad. This is where you are now. And then we have Colleen, who is a widow. And sometimes they say, oh, I'm sorry. Just like they say that to me. You're not married. I'm sorry. Don't feel sorry for people. I don't feel sorry for you, Colleen. You have a good life.
I do have a good life. The Lord has been very kind to me.
Right. And then you have good memories when you think back of the times with your husband. And your
yes.
family.
I was married for 27 years. We had a great life together, and I'm grateful for that.
And you always have that as part of your life.
Yes.
Something you can reminisce about.
I can reminisce about that. I can think back. I have good memories.
See?
Yes.
So those are some of the words that we learned yesterday. And it's good to use these words with your friends. Try to use them and embrace whatever life you have, or embrace the situation that you're in. Sometimes you say, well, I lost my job, but that's all right. I'm going to get another one, and don't worry about it. Just say, I'm going to learn something while I'm waiting for a new job. So embrace the situation, too.
And I'd like to give some advice to our listeners.
Good.
I think sometimes as I look back and I reminisce, I wish I'd lived more in the moment and appreciated the day to day, instead of maybe wishing something was different.
Right.
Or, so I think I now, looking back or reminiscing, I have learned also how I want to live my life now.
So that's what we want to encourage our listeners to do, isn't it?
Yes.
One of my favorite phrases or quotes is, "This too shall pass."
And this too will pass.
Yes,
right.
It's the idea that if you're in a hard moment, you can trust it will pass, it will change. But whatever good is happening in your life, that is a season that will pass too. So not to be worried about that, but to enjoy it to its fullest in the moment that you have it.
And, of course, learning English with us will help you enjoy your life more. So we're going to enjoy the lesson today.
Yes.
And we're going to look at page 35 now. And let's read the first section about getting comfortable or comfy with change and uncertainty. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's read it.
Get comfy with change and uncertainty. I moved to New York at age 25 with no promising career prospects. It took me 3 months to get hired after a whole lot of hustle. And those 3 months were torture. All I could think about was checking my phone for job interview updates. Looking back, I regret not milking every minute and truly exhaling. I actually daydream about having an opportunity like that again. How to do it better. Enjoy the gap between your last job and the next.
Focus on planning over worrying. Take a couple of days to center yourself instead of immediately emailing your resume around town like a maniac. Use your nervous energy to propel you into constructive online research and some in-person networking.
So this first section is talking about getting comfy, and that's just a short way for saying what?
Comfortable.
Comfortable. We sometimes do that with words. We shorten them, don't we? And I think you could also say accept.
Mm-hmm.
To be comfortable with means I accept it, don't you think?
Yes. You accept what is going on.
Now, are most people accepting change very well?
Change is difficult. Most of the time, it creates a lot of stress mm-hmm. and, like I said, and uncertainty, which can be very hard to accept and be happy with. Right? It creates a lot of fear and worry.
I have an example of that when it comes to new graduate nurses. Advice I give to them is there are two words that you need to embrace and think about, flexibility and change. Because they are constant, and there's nothing that we can do about it. You can either accept it and learn from it, or you can fight against it and be very miserable.
Isn't that true? Do you girls agree with that?
Yes. The nursing program is very intense. But one thing that we learn, one skill, is flexibility. And that helps you out in life mm-hmm. so much. In dating, in marriage, when children come along, when you start jobs and working, flexibility is just a lifelong skill that's good to have.
Well, that's one thing you have to learn when you first come to Asia, too, because, you know, you think this is the way I do things, but they don't do it that way maybe mm-hmm. here. You have to be flexible. And if you work at Studio Classroom, you have to really be flexible, don't you, Pauline?
That is true.
All of a sudden they say, you're not going to do that today. We change your schedule. You have to go to the school here instead of being on the radio, right?
Happens all the time.
Happens all the time. But you look happy about it. Do you accept it?
She's most of the time.
Most of the time. She's learning. Right. Okay. Yes. Did you have something to say, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. Especially as a nurse, when you're taking care of patients, and you might have your day planned out this way, but then stuff changes, and you're like, well, what do I do? So it's really important to be flexible and just to adapt. And
that's difficult, you know, yeah. for many people. Mm-hmm. Being flexible is hard because I was told to do it this way and I'm not flexible. But it makes it hard to get along with people who are inflexible mm-hmm. because we have to change, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Things change. Yesterday we had to do it that way because of something, but today it's different. So, mm-hmm. you know.
And I do think that goes hand in hand with what we're looking at here, because if you're really uncomfortable and scared and worried every time there's a change that you weren't able to plan out perfectly, then it's going to be very difficult to be flexible, right, if it creates all of that, those feelings behind it. So finding ability to accept maybe imperfection, not being able to, you know, if part of the issue with flexibility means if you didn't prepare, you might not do it as perfectly as you expected. Things like that, I think it's just learning how to be okay with who you are in that moment and being able to give it all you have and just allowing the outcome to be what it will be. And I do think that kind of goes into what we're talking about in this article today about being comfortable with change and uncertainty, knowing you can't fully control what's going to happen.
Change is going to be here. Everything changes mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. The weather changes too. Everything changes, right? And this lady, Susie Moore, who wrote this article for the greatness.com, she wrote this article, and she told us what happened to her. Can you tell us about her? What happened to her?
Well, she went to New York, and she was young. She was 25. She didn't really know what her – she didn't have a job.
Right.
She didn't know what she was going to do.
In New York without a job?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
It is. And then it took her 3 months to get hired.
Mm-hmm.
So – and she worked very hard. She, you know, she didn't just sit home and wait for it to happen. She hustled.
Right.
That means to hurry. And those months were torture. She said it was very difficult.
So she can't look back on those in rose-colored glasses.
No, she can't look. No. No rose-colored glasses.
She's looking back and saying, this was terrible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then what would she do all that time? What was she doing?
She says, you know, she was checking her phone and trying to get job interviews and constantly waiting to see if she heard back. And, you know, there's just this idea of like constant anxiety and move and trying to make something happen, right? And I think that's the point of it, is this anxious side of it. Of course, if you need a job, you do need to put some work into finding the job, right? It's not the work part of it that she's saying not to do. You still need to put some energy into making change happen in your life and moving forward, but to be able to do so without that anxiety piece moving in fear, to be able to enjoy the process.
So she's writing about it now, and she says, looking back on that, she regrets it. Now, regret means what?
It means that you're really sorry that you didn't do something.
Right. She regrets not milking every minute. That term of milking the minutes, that's kind of interesting. We milk cows. What does it mean to milk the minute?
That means to get the most out of.
Pull all you can.
Get everything that you can.
All the milk out of that cow that you can. Right?
You don't want to leave any in the cow. That's uncomfortable for that cow.
It's interesting. You know, English is kind of interesting. If you're learning it, it's the second language. It's got problems because they have all these funny idioms. But all languages do that, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they all have certain things. So making the most out of every minute. Now, how can you make the most out of that? Well, you can exhale. Okay, relax. Okay, I'll try to get it. If I don't, I'm going to go out into the park and run around today or something. Mm-hmm. Go see the symphony in New York or something.
Yes.
Have fun.
I think it reminds me of what we talked about yesterday with, you know, embracing single life. There's some really great freedoms of seeing single life that you give up when you move into married life. And both are beautiful things. But if you spend all your time in your single life thinking about what you're not getting out of married life, you miss all the greatness of the freedom of singleness. And this same moment she's having where she doesn't have a job, of course, there are a lot of benefits to having a job. And in that case, you definitely want to be working hard to get one. But there are also some freedoms that come with not having
a
job. And because all of her emotional energy was wrapped up in the anxiety and worry about not having a job, she didn't enjoy the freedoms that came with being able to go to the park while everybody else is at work and enjoy a little downtime and a break between school, where that apparently she put a lot of work into, and then her new career, which did come, right? But she didn't enjoy that in between.
Well, look at 9:15. She says, I actually daydream about having an opportunity like that again. That's amazing.
Well, and I think this is very appropriate. It's a good example of what is happening very soon with our nursing students, because they will soon be graduating.
Yes.
They'll have a transition time before a job. So many times they can get anxious, like, am I going to get a job? Am I going to pass my exams? All of these things. So I think...
Exhale. Relax. You know, just take it as it comes. And I think that's good advice for everybody. So how can we actually do it better then? What does it say how to do it better? What does it say over there?
It says, enjoy the gap between your last job and the next.
Okay, so enjoy this little gap. Sometimes people take a gap year from school. I never had time to do that. You know, you get through this, and you have to go to high school and college, and then I went to China. No gaps. But the gap is a little year in between. But you can enjoy a short gap, not too long of a gap. Mm-hmm. A gap is just a little space in time, isn't
it? Yes, I think so.
You can enjoy that and say, okay, well, I'm going to go around and do some things that I couldn't do while I'm waiting for my job.
Yeah.
Well, and I like she continues to elaborate on what she means by enjoying it in the next paragraph. She says, focus on planning over worrying. So again, she's not saying forget about having a job someday. She's still saying be constructive, make a plan, figure out where you want to be heading towards and figure out how to do that. But again, it's about the attitude in which you do that without this anxiety and worry.
You notice that she says, don't do it like a maniac. Now, a maniac is somebody who's crazy, right? Don't be like that. Don't say, I have to do it. I don't know. You get just too intense, don't you think so?
Very intense, yes. You know, they are just so focused on that that everything else is, you know, they can't concentrate on anything else.
They can't enjoy.
Enjoy, yes.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's funny. When we came to Taiwan, I had some ideas what Taiwan was going to be like, and you can say I was a little bit of a maniac because I crazily thought about what it's going to be like so I can be prepared. But life has a funny way of it never really turns out like what you expected to be. It's always different. So Taiwan is so much better than what I was thinking it might be like, and it really is different from what you think. So
good. You can stay on here if you want. You know, all the nurses have to go back.
They do have to go back. Yes,
but you know, you have to use this nervous energy that you think I have to do this. Have it propel you into something. Mm-hmm. Now, to propel you into something, I think a propeller on the planes used to be old propeller planes that made it take off. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to propel
to move
something
forward or to move forward with something?
With a lot of strength.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's the opposite of another term we use, which we say spinning your wheels, which is the idea of putting tons of energy into something, but not actually going anywhere.
Going
so
right,
if your
good.
Mind is spinning and it's just thinking about all of your worries and what you need to do and all the what ifs of what if this happens, but you're not in
it's
a
constructive.
That's not constructive. It's not propelling you forward in a way that's really going to move you towards your goals. It's just getting you worked up, we say.
That's true. So if you want to get a job and things like that, then you have to try to do something that is more constructive instead of just worrying about it. You can do some online research for jobs. I mean, you might have looked in the newspaper, but check the online things. Mm-hmm. Or you could do some in-person networking. How would you do in-person networking anyway? Do you know?
Well, we talk about networking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you know someone that works at a particular organization, and you would get together with them and ask them about it, or if
they knew. Tell your boss about me. I'm great.
Yes. Or maybe, you know, I think that is a type of networking, personal networking.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And again, the attitude with which you do that is really going to affect it. If you're frantically calling and calling again and again and again to this friend of a friend to see if they can help you, then, you know, I don't want to answer a call like that. I think, well, that sounds really stressful. But if somebody casually who seems very comfortable with where they're at sends you one message and says, hey, I have a friend who mentioned you're in a similar business as I'm looking for. Do you think we could get together sometime?
Yeah.
You know, and leaves it at that, then there's a much better chance I would respond back, right?
So
having that comfortable ease really, I think, will also help you to get that job and to make those connections because you're a comfortable person to interact with.
So there's some pretty good idioms and pretty good words to put in your vocabulary here, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the next section here talks about to be cool with beginnings. Now, this word cool has become the word that takes place of every kind of way of describing something, you know, great, wonderful, splendid, and not everybody says cool for everything. So it doesn't mean you're cold. It just means to be at ease with it. See? So be cool with beginnings. Let's read the last section.
Be cool with beginnings. Learning a new language, entering a new career. Whenever I've had to do new things in my life, I've been in such a hurry to master them, I've rarely enjoyed the process of arriving there. I'd be easily frustrated with language mistakes, all too eager to settle into a new company before enjoying my job. How to do it better. Be okay with not being an expert right off the bat. Nix those crazy expectations you have of yourself. Being new at something does not make you inadequate. It makes you humble. It forces you to feel awake and alert, like an enthusiastic beginner again. Ironically, when we have confidence that the relationship will come, that our body is enough, that the job will show up, and that we will master what we need to, that sense of ease speeds up the results we're hoping for. Now, allow yourself to enjoy the good old days while you're still in them.
Okay, so we've come to our last of our 4 points that the author wants us to think about enjoying more. We talked about enjoying your relationships, where you're at in your relationships, enjoying your body as it is. And the last one we just talked about, of course, was change and uncertainty that happens in our life all the time, to be able to be more comfortable with that. And finally, and this kind of goes along with that change and uncertainty piece, she's inviting us to be okay with new beginnings.
Okay. And sometimes you're in a hurry to master them. Now, Pauline, you haven't been here too long, so you're trying to learn a new language. Don't you feel like you could just hurry up and learn it?
I would love to hurry up and learn it. This was my favorite point, actually. It's a good reminder.
That's why I thought you'd be a good one to talk about that. Remember, you're not going to learn Chinese overnight, right?
I wish, though.
And you're not going to learn English overnight.
No,
either.
You're not going to learn.
And we're all still learning new things. Mm-hmm. And some people tell me they started out with Let's Talk, and then they did Studio Classroom. Now they're in advanced. Well, you can stay in advanced for the rest of your life because there's always something new to learn, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even the teachers learn. We say, oh, I didn't know about that.
Right.
So we all keep learning. And don't be in a hurry to master them. Just keep on and enjoy the process of what you're learning as you go along. Mm-hmm. And don't be too frustrated. A lot of people say to me, oh, I can't speak English. Well, you're speaking it to me right now. Mm-hmm. Well, I might say it wrong. Forget it. Mm-hmm. Don't be too frustrated, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's important in a language.
And so often we're so happy to help others learn English. To know that we're part of the process to help you learn just brings us great joy. English is my husband's third language.
Really?
And it was such a great experience trying to help him learn English.
What did he speak first?
He spoke Romanian first, mm-hmm. and then Spanish, and then English. So we've had a lot of funny conversations trying to translate American or English sayings into Romanian because they don't cross over the
right.
same
Nothing
way.
Nothing does. You know, you can't translate even Chinese to English. We say it means that, but it's not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really translates. It's not like one and one makes two.
No, we learned that stroke means to be hit by the wind. So having a stroke, as most of you know, is just when you have a blood clot that goes to your brain and you have a stroke.
It's medical, right?
It's medical. It's a medical term. But here we learn in Chinese it means to be hit by the wind.
Okay.
Well, what does that mean?
You know? Pauline, there's a lot to learn, right? But don't worry about hurrying into it. Take your time, mm-hmm. and you keep learning it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think this is also very appropriate for my new nurses coming mm-hmm. up because they want to compare themselves mm-hmm. with someone who's been doing the job a long time,
right.
and they get frustrated, they get discouraged, but if they can know that it's a process and over time they
right.
will.
And Pauline
learn.
Is learning how to be in charge of advanced studio classrooms. Oh. See, it
takes time. There you go.
It does take time.
Right.
I think part of it for me is having to think through what are the benefits of being new, because I know the benefits of where I want to be and I know the benefits of trying, you know, so I'm going to keep trying to learn Chinese, but it's hard to see the benefits of not being able to speak it very well. It doesn't seem like a good thing. But I can remind myself, and I do frequently, like, this is a beautiful experience for me to remember what it's like for so many immigrants and refugees in my home country who are trying to speak English and
right.
how scary that is for them and
sure.
how discouraging it is when somebody isn't patient with them. And because I'm having that experience of being new, I'm
right.
feeling that in a different way. I have a different degree of empathy.
Right.
And if I had just jumped right into being perfect at Chinese, if somehow I had magically been given the gift of being able to speak fluently and perfectly, I wouldn't have that experience of caring for mm-hmm. and understanding a big chunk of the human experience.
Well, it says down here in line 30, it says, be okay with not being an expert right off the bat. Right off the bat means immediately. And they use this word nix. And nowadays you could say, instead of nix those crazy expectations, you could say delete, because we delete things more. So we have to use modern language now. So delete those expectations and see what's going to happen. And you feel awake and alert, and you're enthusiastic, and I'm going to look at the language. But this word, ironically, in the last column, what does ironically actually mean here? It says we have confidence. What does that mean there? You're connecting that. What does that
well... mean? It means that it wouldn't seem so that this time of learning is worthwhile, but ironically or actually,
actually
it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's going to happen. You're going to get a job, and we're going to learn Chinese eventually if you keep trying. You
right.
can't give
mm-hmm.
up. And so this idea of taking it easy makes the results come faster. You are not so tense, and so you learn better and allow yourself to enjoy what you're doing now as well as the good old days. That's what this lesson is about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think of a saying, I hope that I have it right. Life is not a destination.
Right.
But a journey.
It's a journey.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A journey.
Yes.
Right. Well, and thank you for joining us while you're here on this journey with us. And we know that it's going to be an exciting life for you, but take it easy. Exhale, girls, if you didn't get a job right away, right? And thank you all for being here. We hope that you have a good day wherever you are and learn the lessons here and check the vocabulary, practice with your friends, and we'll see you when we have another class tomorrow. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.